Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. My spirit is stirred today, and I feel that this week God is going to have folks listening that are just hungry for more of the Lord. And I don't know if you serve the Lord or walk with the Lord for any length of time, The scriptures I'm going to be sharing in the message God's laid on my heart are familiar passages, ones we hear quoted frequently. But beloved, there is something about the anointing and revelation that the Holy Spirit brings when scriptures can be made alive. It's like layers of an onion. We perhaps can look at an onion and say, that's an onion. And we understand basic, simple truths, but only as we progress in God, only as we continue to press on toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, are we able to grasp and lay hold of the deeper truths of God. I don't know about you, but I'm certainly finding that in my experience. In fact, what better example could I give? Because we'll be looking at a lot of the statements and quotations that the Apostle Paul made. He, if there was ever a man that achieved victory in the Christian life, it was this man. He penned not only eternal truths that the Holy Spirit gave him, you know, that the scriptures were written as holy men of old were moved upon by the Holy Ghost, but those statements came out of personal experiences. And I don't know that any of us have been tested to the degree that Paul was tested in every realm. The forces of hell that were arrayed against him, they knew he was chosen of God. He wrote most of the New Testament. And so, beloved, I don't know about you, but I'm just beginning to experience, even though I've walked with the Lord for decades, a greater depth, a greater understanding. And not only that, but with that understanding, there comes an empowering and a faith to actually experience what the Word is saying. And I don't know about you, but I want to move on in God. There was an old song we used to sing, Lord, lift me up on higher ground, a higher plane than I ever known, have ever known. Lift me up to higher ground. And if that's your desire, let's pray. I want to pray for God only to meet your immediate personal needs, that things that you may be going through now, because we are continually in warfare. Beloved, just if you have any hopes or dreams of a period of time when you won't have warfare, just put them aside, because that will never truly occur until Jesus comes. Satan will be bound for 1,000 years. However, God does give us seasons of refreshing where the warfare isn't as intense, because, beloved, we're living in times where warfare is very, very intense. The enemy knows his time is short, and he hates the church of the living God. He hates us moving in power and authority, because that means we are putting into effect in our lives and in this world, this earthly plane, the victory that Jesus Christ wrought. When he died, when he rose again, he delegated that authority to us. And we're finally, after decades, we're growing into maturity, and we are understanding what God is asking of us. Every one of us have a ministry. Every one of us have a calling. And there's no great big, you know, I and little you. every one of our ministries, it may not even be public, but as far as the Lord's concerned, it is an intricate and important part of His entire plan. Only the mind of God could orchestrate the lives of people, knowing how to put them in the body of Christ, to divinely place them where He chooses to enhance, to increase, to be able to express our effectiveness for Jesus. It's an amazing thing. In fact, the longer you walk with God, don't you find you're just totally amazed by Him? He's just so much greater than we have ever known or experienced. And that's my desire. I want to go there, and I want to have all of us come to that place where we are just marveling at the miracles and the wonders and the greatness of our God. All right. Well, I better stop talking and let's start praying. Father, in Jesus' name, we bless You for this brief time we share. But Father, I pray through the power of the Holy Spirit that whatever truths that You decide to reveal through the Word of God, it won't be just for a passing moment. It just won't be for these few moments we spend together, but Lord, it will be impressed upon them. Lord, just as in the West, today even, brands are placed upon cattle to identify them. It stays with them for their life. So, Father, You would brand these truths into our spirit that they cannot be moved, they cannot be taken away, they can't be erased, but we will forever be changed by the revelation of Jesus Christ, the unveiled Christ, who stands in the midst of the seven golden lampstands, whose eyes are as a flame of fire, whose feet burned as brass if they were burning in a furnace, and whose voice is as the sound of many waters. Speak to us, Lord, in our own ways that You can most communicate to us, ways that will be personal, ways that will be life-changing. Father, we claim a new place, a new height, a deeper depth in You for the glory of God. That's the purpose of it, Lord, because we love You and we are so grateful for all You've done and in making us Your children. And Father, now I do pray for the needs of those who are listening. Father, there are many needs that we have in our lives. We're a needy people, but the wonderful thing is, regardless of how many or how serious our needs or even the little needs, Lord, You're a gracious God who delights to meet all of our needs, great and small, according to Your riches in glory. So, Father, whether they be spiritual, whether they be financial, whether they be physical, whether be in the circumstances of their lives, Father, I declare a meeting of those needs. And with that, Lord, joy, with that faith and hope, Lord, that they know that they know that they know You our God, there is none beside You, and You are our precious, gracious, loving Heavenly Father who delights to meet our needs. So grant it, Lord, and may there be testimonies. May our mouths be filled with Your praise in terms of what You will do and have done in our behalf. Amen and amen. Praise God. All right. Well, the message I've entitled this teaching on, or preaching, whatever you wish to say, sharing of the word, is More Than Conquerors. And I'm going to be quoting some very familiar passages of Scripture. One is found in Romans, the 8th chapter, verses 35 through 37. Paul's asking a question, not just to those who he wrote the letter to, but to all of us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? He's asking a question, who or what could separate us from God's love for us? He goes on to start listing some of the things that would have a great bearing and weight about whether or not we could be separated. And he goes on to say, shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? And there's a question mark. Beloved, we may go through some measure of tribulation in our lives or distress, which could be quite severe, and some persecution. But beloved, we haven't been tested to blood yet. There are many of our brothers and sisters around the world who have been. They are being martyred for the sake of Christ. We haven't experienced famine or nakedness or sword. We have been very blessed as a people in this nation. He asked this question. Those are serious things. Could these serious things, famine, peril, sword, could that separate you from the love of God? And then he pauses, and it's in parentheses, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. Now, of course, that doesn't mean physically, although it could be, but basically we're being killed, our flesh is being killed, because we're learning to walk in the Spirit. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. So, yeah, he's not saying there's not warfare. He is saying that it's to the death, to the death of our physical bodies through martyrdom or through death, through the death of our flesh and laying down our lives for Jesus and submitting our will to him. Anyway, so he asks this question and then he gives some scenarios. What? Tribulation, nakedness, sword, peril. And then he says, yeah, it's written, you know, we're killed all the day long. We're accounted as sheep for the slaughter. What is his final comment? In verse 37, he says, nay. We can say in today's verbiage, no. In all these things, all the things he mentioned, we are more than conquerors. Why? Through him that loved us, because he loved us so much. He paid with his own blood, his own life's blood. He suffered and bled, not just on Calvary, not just in Gethsemane, but through his whole life. He suffered. He endured such contradiction of sinners against him. And if you think you've been tested, do you ever think about Jesus, what he went through? Very few understood him, or they rejected him. Even his disciples didn't fully understand what was going on. So Jesus, we haven't even begun to experience temptations or the trials as we compare when we think of Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So, beloved, I leave you on that high note that Jesus went through it all, but without sin. And because he went without sin and he was our sacrifice, we can live a victorious life. Does that mean we'll be sinless? Not until we're with Jesus, but we are. That's what our aim is, to strive to please him and never to practice sin, but to thank God for his precious blood, which allows us to be forgiven. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. So if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin. Well, I have need to bring this broadcast to a close. I do invite you to write. I know many are going through hard times. I never belittle the difficult times God's people are going through, because I've been through them and I can relate. So I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you, my Reusian partners, my radio family. I pray for you every day. And so until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.